Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, somebody needs to hear that in the midst of your situation, in the midst of your storm, it's your faith. Yes, it's your faith that will help see you through. Work your faith, people. Work your faith.
My brothers and sisters, bring your problems to the altar
and
leave your burdens there.
Though
you're troubled,
God is able.
God is able.
Just
work your faith.
That's all you gotta do. Work your faith. Listen,
friends and neighbors,
doesn't matter
how you falter.
Grab a
hold of God's stretch
hands.
He's a wonder
in my soul.
He never sleeps or slumbers.
Call up any time you want.
You gonna ride down the street in the summer. You gonna
open the sunroof and roll your windows down so you can raise up this song. I want you to go home singing it tonight. Listen. Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has for me.
What the Lord has for me.
Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
And the truth made me free. The devil is a lie. Say,
the devil is a lie.
Y'all say, what the Lord has is for me.
What the Lord has is for me.
Say, the devil is a liar.
Say, the devil is a liar.
So the truth made me free. Listen, so I'm gonna stay here. Listen, y'all, I refuse to be run away. Say the devil is a liar. Say
the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has is for me. Gave it to me, darling. I want y'all to say this. And the truth has made me free. Y'all got it? Y'all got it? Let me hear you, church, one more time. Say, and the truth has made me free.
Amen, amen. God bless everybody. Thank you for tuning in for Faith Ambassadors Staying on Purpose broadcast. Yes, yes, yes. We have moved. Some things around shifted, some things around. God is doing great things in the lives of his people, and we need to be able to be flexible, adjustable, bendable, pliable in the hands of the Lord so that we too can adjust our lives and still do the things that he has anointed us, appointed us, and called us to do in this hour. So going forward, on Tuesday night, Staying on Purpose broadcast will be airing 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. I am Lady Felicia, Pastor Doctor, your host, as well on Thursday night. Thursday night will be our women's ministry. If you have not done so, please invite somebody. If you're listening by replay, send this download to somebody that they too can hear the word of the Lord. We are still on faith. We are still exploring faith through the word of God. We are still seeing what the Lord has to say about faith and how it should operate, how it should look, and how we should operate in faith in our lives and towards him. And at this time, I am going to again, welcome everybody. If you're in the prison ministry and you're listening, thank you so much for tuning in. If you are listening by replay, you're in the rehab, you're in the hospital, if you are at home on your job, wherever you may be at this point in time in your life hearing this message, my voice, I pray that the choice blessings of the Lord be upon you. And we thank you again for tuning in and being a part, whether you're on social media, Periscope, Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Follow us. Seek us out. Faith Ambassadors is what you want to search for, or you can search for Bishop Daniel Carter. Like one page, join the other. Follow us. Follow us, follow us, and invite somebody. For the next 4 weeks, amen, for the next 4 weeks, we will be talking about faith killers. God gave me some scriptures and some things on the scripture about things that are killing our faith, things that are putting the fire of our faith out. And so we want to explore them and know what they are. If we don't know our enemy, we don't know how to combat our enemy. We don't know what to do to win against him if we don't know the weapons that our enemy is using, or even if we are our own worst enemy. We need to identify that and see how to stop being self-sabotagers of our own destiny. So let us pray. Father, we thank you and we bless you for those that are coming in from the north, south, east, and west, those that are joining us by social media, on Periscope, Twitter, on Instagram, Facebook. God, we thank you for those that are tuning in from prison ministry, from the rehab, from home, from work, riding in their car. We bless you, God, for this time with you, God. And we pray that you bless these airwaves. They belong to you. Regardless of the prince of the air, you are the king of the air. You are in control of it all. And God, I thank you that even now, someone is looking at their text message, someone is looking at their Facebook, their Twitter, their Instagram, and they are joining us tonight to hear what you have to say through your vessel. We give you glory. I decrease and you increase. God, have your way. Speak to me and through me in Jesus' name. Amen. Housekeeping, we have already invited you to join us and follow us. We now will be on again Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please share if you have not done so already. Invite somebody, give them the phone number, the website, they can join us. A scripture that we will go to really quick, Ephesians, the 6th chapter. Ephesians, I want to encourage us in our faith. Ephesians, the 6th chapter. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Okay. Got to do this additional one. Hallelujah. And we're going to go to the 16th verse, Ephesians 6 and 16. King James Version says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. That scripture is talking about the shield of faith being one of our pieces of dress, one of our garments, wherewith we should dress in every day. The shield of faith, our faith should shield us. But if we don't have faith, that's how come we keep getting hit with the fiery darts of the wicked, of the enemy. If you keep getting hit, check your shield of faith. Are you holding it up? Are you presenting it daily? Are you dressing with it? Did you leave it at home? Did you put it in the shelf, on the shelf in the closet? Make sure you have and dress with your shield of faith daily. Amen. That, again, that scripture, if you're just coming in, Ephesians, the 6th chapter and the 16th verse, we are going to have about 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes of this song, and then I am going to come back and go right into the word of the Lord. Amen. Thank you.
walking around these walls. I thought by now they'd fall, but you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won, for you have never failed me yet. Promise still stands, great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. Still in your hands, this is my confidence, you've never failed me yet.
Praise the Lord. I've seen you move, Lord. You've moved mountains. And you've done it before, Father. I know that you can and you will do it again. You are well able to do it again. And I believe you. I trust you that because you've done it before, if it's in your will, your perfect will for my life, you will do it again, not because I've been so good, but for your glory. And we thank you, Lord, in advance for showing forth your glory in our lives. Amen. Let's go straight into this word. Tonight we are talking about faith killers. And there's four subtopics that the Lord gave me: doubt, unbelief, fear, and faithlessness. Faithlessness. And so the first one he has led me to talk about, and I don't know if I'll get to cover all the scriptures, but at least four of them, that out of the eight or nine that he's given me, we'll talk about and go in depth about tonight is fear. The first one is fear. Fear is a faith killer. It snuffs out, it smothers, it destroys our faith in God. So the first scripture is that's going to be our foundational scripture tonight is going to be coming from 2 Timothy, the first chapter. 2 Timothy, the first chapter, and the 7th verse. And King James says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind." God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And so this scripture suggests that One, fear is a spirit. That's number one. Fear is a spirit. Because it says God has not given us the spirit of fear. So fear is a spirit. And so we can't deal with fear in the natural until we deal with fear in the spirit, as a spirit, as a spirit force. Amen. And because God has not given it to us, it is not something that we should have. Fear is something that we should not have. We should not possess. If we take hold of it, once we realize we've taken hold of it, we should quickly release it, let it go, evict it, give it its walking papers, divorce it, whatever we need to do. We need to make sure that spirit of fear is not a part of our lives and a part of our lifestyle. It is a spirit. And then the scripture goes on to say, but what God has given us is spirit of power. God has given us power. He said that we should receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon us. We shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon us. So God has given us power by the Holy Ghost, and of love and of a sound mind. And love, because God is love. So that means everything about God pertains to love, refers and reverts back to showing love and being loved and giving love, and of a sound mind. So these three components are what we need to combat the spirit of fear. They're not the only things, but these three components is what God has stated that he has given us, and he put it in the same context as the spirit of fear. So they are weapons against the spirit of fear. Well, you have the power to decree a thing. You have the love of God, which the perfect love casts out all fear. Lord have mercy. And sound mind, he that keeps his mind stayed on thee, God, Christ, will be in perfect peace. You need a sound mind so that our thoughts are not bombarded with fear, but yet they are bombarded. We should bombard ourselves with thoughts of things that are lovely, pure, and of a good report, which equate to thoughts of faith. Amen. So these are components, yes, thank God for his peace, that we need in order to stay away from, combat, and not partake in having the spirit of fear be a part of our lives. Amen. So there's some more, and we're going to go to the next scripture, which is Proverbs 29 and 25. Proverbs 29 and 25. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you and we bless you that you have not given us the spirit of fear, God, that you would we be in perfect peace and that we walk by faith and not by sight. Thank you, Lord. Okay, Proverbs 29:25. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be saved. The fear of man bringeth a snare. So when we fear men, and when we have the spirit of fear working in us, it brings a snare. What is a snare? It's a trap. Fear is a trap. We end up setting our own selves up in things because we make decisions out of fear. We act out of fear. We move out of fear. And when we do that, it's a trap. That's how we end up sabotaging our own selves, because we are now thinking in fear, making decisions out of fear, and then that fear gets in your heart, so now you're living and acting out of fear. Now your movements are based on fear of this and fear of that. What do you mean? Well, if you have a fear, what the Lord is showing me, if you have a fear of dogs, when I was younger, I used to fear dogs, even though my grandfather had a whole house full. When you fear dogs, they can sense that. Well, when you have the spirit of fear on you, guess what? Life and other things can sense that. You're moving out of fear. You're acting out of fear. You're making decisions out of fear. Job said, the very thing that I have feared has come upon me. Why? Because that fear was greater than his faith in God in that area. My God, today. But when we stand up and take a stance of faith in God, it overrides and has to, because the spirit of God and the spirit of fear cannot be in the same place. So one has to be the master, the ruler, the controller of the vessel. So when we allow faith to stand up, fear has to flee. How do you know that? The second part says, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Trusting in God provides a place of safety. Why? Because when you trust him, you will go to God and seek his counsel. You will ask God, who can I hear from besides you, your voice, who will confirm what you have said to me, that I know I can trust because you are in them and they are in you. And trusting God means that he will not lead you astray. You know that God won't lead you astray. You know he won't have you making a wrong decision. You know that God will not allow you to be led into a ditch, because his word says, Jesus taught the disciples that he will not lead us into temptation, but he will deliver us from evil, my Lord. So trusting in God provides safety where fear makes you fall. Trusting in God puts you in a place of safety and security. Fear brings a fall. Hallelujah. The next scripture we're going to go to is Psalm 90. Psalm 90. And hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we will not fear and fall into any traps of the wicked or the enemy, not even our own. We will no longer sabotage because of fear. We will no longer self-sabotage our relationship, our finances, oh God, our decision-making because of fear. But God, we will walk by faith and not by sight. We will trust you, Lord, and you will keep us safe because we trust you. He that trusts in the Lord with his whole heart and lean not to his own understanding, but in all his ways acknowledge God. It is you, Father, that will direct our path. Father, thank you for directing our path and keeping us from the snare that fear would bring. Psalm 90 and 11, hallelujah. I pray you pray that prayer tonight, 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 tonight. Psalm 90 and 11 is our next scripture, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Who knows the power of your anger? For as the fear of you, you being God, so is your wrath. So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. That's verse 12. I'll read it again, Psalm 90, 11, and 12. Who knows the power of your anger? Who knows the power of God's anger? For as the fear of God, so as we fear God, so is your wrath. So as the fear of you, so is your wrath. So as much as we fear you, fear God, so is his wrath. So teach us, Lord, to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. There is an unhealthy fear, an ungodly fear that keeps us and separates us from faith and keeps us from doing the things that we need to do for God. And then there is the fear of God. That is the healthy fear. That fear is a reverence, a respect, a honor for God. That is what we should have, not this shaking in your boots, knees knocking, brings about confusion, brings about weariness, brings about depression, and brings about stress and anxiety because you're concerned whether you're going to make the right decision. Did you make the right choice? Did you choose the right job? Did you choose the right husband or the right wife? Are you going to go into business? Are you going to make money? Not that fear. Not that fear that has you up all night and you're not producing anything. You're not working on your business. You're not working on your ministry. But the fear of the Lord is the only fear that we should have. The fear of the Lord. There's another scripture that tells us, fear not the one that can do something to your physical body, but the one that can do something to your soul. And the only one that can do something to your soul, and I paraphrase that, is God. So we should have a fear of God because his wrath is just as great, if not greater, than the fear or reverence that we would have for him. And then it says, so teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. And God took me to that verse. So when we have a reverence for God and know his wrath, then we can number our days, appreciate life, not take for granted, not waste any time, not waste our lives on remedial, unimportant stuff that'll pass away, stuff that you can forgive people for. But we should be asking and receiving a heart of wisdom. Why? The heart of wisdom enjoys life. The heart of wisdom loves on everybody. The heart of wisdom is forgiving. The heart of wisdom takes what they know and wants to teach somebody else. The heart of wisdom not just loves, but and not just is a peacekeeper, but is a peacemaker. The heart of wisdom loves God and everything about him and everything that comes with him, and loves life and the life that God has mapped out and planned out for them. Amen. So having the fear of God, because nobody knows the power of God's anger. So we don't want to be mad at God, mad at us, and we don't want to anger God in what we do, but rather have respect and fear for him in a healthy way, that we seek him in everything that we do, in everything that we say, in our very being. We acknowledge him in all our ways so that he can direct our path. So then we won't have to be concerned about his wrath, because we are numbering our days and appreciating the life that he has given us, that daily we gain wisdom in our hearts to apply the knowledge, the revelation for our situation each and every day. Hallelujah. So remember, fear is a faith killer, but this is how we can overcome fear and snuff it out from killing our faith. The next scripture is going to be Proverbs, the first chapter, and starting at the 24th verse. Hallelujah. I pray somebody's getting blessed tonight. And we're going to go down a little ways, starting at verse 24. Because I have called and ye refuse, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel and with none of my reproof. In other words, God is saying, look, I reached out to you and nobody reached back. And he says, goes on to say in verse 25, but ye have set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. In other words, you even rejected those that I sent to you to give you a word from me. And you would not even hear what I had to say when I directly reproved you, which means I rebuked you, I corrected you. You wouldn't even hear me when I talked to you directly. That's a dangerous place. Verse 26 says, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. That's the key scripture, verse 26. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. So God is saying, doubt to you. I've been calling you. I've sent people, person after person after person after person, to minister to you, to pray with you, to speak a word over you. But you rejected them. Therefore, you rejected me. So now, in your time of need, when calamity is coming to your life, God is laughing. Why is God laughing? Because before it came, I was trying to warn you. Proverbs 1:24-23. We're on verse 26 right now. Before calamity came, I, God, was trying to warn you, trying to position you, trying to get you prepared for what I knew was about to happen, but you ignored me. You said, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to have nothing to do with you. You rejected me. So now that calamity has come, God said, I laugh, because now you want to seek me. Now you want to hear me. Now you want to reach for me. After the fact, he said, I will mock when your fear cometh. So now you're in fear. And I, God, was trying to keep that spirit of fear from you. But you decided not to reach back, not to receive me. So now I mock that your fear has come. You don't want to be in that place. You don't want to be in that place. So when God is talking, when God is speaking, when God is correcting, when God is rebuking, when God is pointing you in another direction, that is the time to hear God and obey quickly, because he sees something. He's warning you, and pride comes before destruction, but guess what? Ignoring and disobedience comes before pride and or comes with pride. So don't let your pride make fear be the overtaking force in your life. Don't let pride be the reason fear becomes the overtaking force in your life. Verse 27 says, when your fear cometh as desolation and your destruction comes as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. Thou shalt seek me early, but they shall not find me. People say God is always there, but there comes a time when God has reached for you, called for you, wooed you, romanced you. He's done everything to get your attention, and you've ignored him. You've rejected him. You said, I don't want to be bothered with you, God, anymore. And then he leaves you to yourself. He leaves you with your fear. Verse 27, when your fear cometh, not if, it says when your fear cometh as desolation and your destruction comes as a whirlwind. That means the whirlwind is coming and it's going to destroy some things. When distress and anguish cometh upon you. This is all part of following fear. Then they shall call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. There will come a time if you choose to reject God, if you choose to not hear him, if you choose not his correction, if you choose not his rebuke, if you choose to do what you want to do, instead of what he has sent various other people to say to you, to minister to you, to suggest even to you, but you want to do it your way and not God's way, there's destruction coming, and it's coming in a whirlwind. There's distress and anguish coming, and it's coming quick, fast, and in a hurry. And then that's when the scripture says, you'll be calling on God. Well, he called for you first. Go back up to 24. Because I have called and ye refuse. I have stretched out my hand and no man regardeth. God called for you first. Before these things came, before they ever approached you, he saw them in the distance. He saw what you couldn't see. And he said, I'm sending help. But you said, I don't need your help. But now that the storm and the fear and the destruction have come, now you want to call on God. He said, I will not answer. Now you want to pray. Now you want to get up at 4 when I was getting you up at 3. Now you want to get up and pray. It says, they shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. He's not hearing you. Verse 29 says, for they that hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. Remember, we just talked about there's two fears, I'm scared fear and the fear and reverence of God. That is the fear that we must choose over the I'm scared, my knees are knocking, smoke and mirrors. Choose the fear of the Lord. They hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. he's saying right here in this verse 29, choose the fear of the Lord rather than the fear of things and what may happen to you. Better yet, answer me when I call, and you won't have to be concerned about the fear that comes with destruction, the fear of being destroyed, because I got you if you answer me, if you reach back your hand to me. Verse 30, they would none of my counsel, they despise all my reproof. Therefore they shall, this is the result of rejecting God. Therefore they shall eat of the fruit of their own way. He's leaving you to yourself, and be filled with their own devices. Whatever you make happen, that's what's going to happen. Verse 32, for the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. In other words, simple things is what's going to take you out. The little things, the little foxes spoil the vine, the little things are going to take you out. And the fact that somebody who is not as smart as you, is not as wise as you, is not as anointed as you, is not as good of a person as you, that's prospering, that's what's going to destroy you. You won't be able to get over it. Lord have mercy. Verse 33, but whoso hearkeneth, this is the thing, if you can catch this, you have got it. Whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, there goes that safety again, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. So in other words, whoever accepts the reaching of God, the calling of God, the wooing of God, not only will you have safety in your dwelling, in your living, in your going and your coming, but there, the fear of evil, you won't hear that. You won't know that. You won't have to partake in that. Why? Because God has you covered. When God keeps you safe, there is refuge. He's a strong tower where the righteous can run in and are safe. And so allowing him to be our dwelling place, he keeps us safe when he's in every area of our life. And he keeps us from that fear, because he didn't give us the spirit of fear, 2 Timothy 1:7. So you'll be able to live in safety and not hear or experience fear of evil, because God will keep you from that. Hallelujah. I think this is the last scripture for tonight. We're going to go into Proverbs 3. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I pray somebody's being blessed tonight. Proverbs, the 3rd chapter and the 24th verse, starting at the 24th verse again. Proverbs 3:24. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, though thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Verse 25, be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. Verse 26, for the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. So in verse 24, when you go to, you know, there's so many people who have anxiety when they lay down and go to sleep because of bad dreams, because of the enemy attacking them in their dreams. And we should be praying before we lay down to sleep that the Lord would not only cover us, but cover our dreams and keep us safe as we dream. You're walking in the spirit realm when you're sleeping. A lot of us don't realize that. But verse 24 says, when thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. If you have speak this scripture, pray this scripture, have it open in your Bible, on your bed, as you sleep at night, until you no longer are afraid to go to sleep, because I know what that feels like, to not be able to go to sleep because you don't want to dream something, you don't want to see something, or you don't want to experience something in your dreams, or you just in that space in your head where it's like you just can't go to sleep. You just can't rest your mind. Well, I began to pray this prayer when the Lord revealed it to me. The Lord never sleeps nor slumbers. Those two scriptures together every night before I went to bed. And now I have no problem sleeping. Probably a little too much. But there's no reason to be fearful because God is with you, even in your sleep. But pray. Bless your dreams. Bless your rest. Bless your bed. And decree and declare that 1,000 or 10,000 or 10 million cannot touch you while you rest, while you sleep. Amen. And it also says, yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Confess this. Pray this every night if you're having any issues with fear and sleeping at night. And watch God move on your behalf. Verse 25, be not afraid of sudden fear. Don't be scared of anything that could happen to you all of a sudden. Sometimes we get the what ifs on the negative side. Well, what if this happens and what if that happens? And, you know, the enemy will show you something, show you yourself in a casket in a dream. That doesn't mean you're going to die. And naturally, sometimes we need some things in the spiritual realm in our lives to die. We need to lay aside some things in the natural and the spiritual and for those things to die. So be not afraid of sudden fear, something that can happen all of a sudden. Some people are afraid of accidents, car accidents, because they've been in so many or because they've seen so many or they dream about being in one. I used to dream about being stabbed. I had to rebuke that dream because I used to be afraid that somebody was going to stab me because I kept dreaming it. So I had to pray against it. Come against it. You have the power right here in your mouth to speak it, to decree it, that it shall not be so. I will live and not die. My death will be in the rapture or when the Lord and I agree that it's time for me to come home. Amen. It will not be by car accident. It will not be by gunshot. It will not be by stabbing. It will not be outside of the will of God. Amen. Amen. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it comes. That's that part of the scripture. Don't be afraid of the desolation of the wicked when it comes. So don't get to thinking that this could happen to me, this could be me, that would have been me. And then you got this fear all of a sudden that it could be you, the what ifs. Lose the what ifs unless it's what if the Lord would bless me with $10 million? What if the Lord would bless me with land and houses? What if the Lord, let's get them what ifs. What if my business was making $1 million a day? What if my ministry, the Lord was adding to the ministry by the thousands and hundreds daily? Let's get those what ifs. Amen. Verse 26, and we're getting ready to get out of here. For the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken. From being taken. The Lord shall be thy confidence. Not man, not the word, not anything. The Lord is your confidence. So if you know, or should I say when you know, because you know it, but you believe it, when you walk in it, when you know it, when you move from belief to knowing that the Lord is your confidence and that apart from him, you can do nothing. Apart from him encouraging, apart from him speaking a word, apart from him loving on us, we are nothing. Let the Lord be our confidence. Then we have nothing to fear. When the Lord is our confidence, we have nothing to be afraid of. When the Lord is our confidence, and knowing that he will keep our foot from being taken with, in other words, can't nothing and nobody pluck us out the hand of the Lord. My God, anybody believe that tonight, that nothing and no one can pluck you out of the hand of God when you are truly rooted and grounded in him, when you truly belong to him, when you know you are his? Not, the devil in hell and all his generals and imps cannot pluck you out of the hand of the Lord when you know who you are in him and you know that you belong to him and that he is your confidence. You have nothing to fear but the Lord himself, because he is the only one, as I said earlier, that can touch your soul. Hallelujah. That's what he told Satan when he was directing him in Job's direction. He said, you can do anything you want, but you don't have permission to touch his soul. Ooh. Because it belongs to God. He can't touch your soul. That belongs to God. But remember, the scripture, Proverbs 1:24, the only way that he can have you is if you have rejected God and God has turned you over to yourself. Now you are fair game. Don't reject God. Don't fear what man can do, but fear God, respect God, trust God, know God, have a relationship with God, receive him. If you have not received him as your Lord and Savior, tonight I challenge you to receive him and just say tonight, Lord, come into my heart. Make my heart your home, your place. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I believe in you, your death, burial, and resurrection. Father, make my life into what you would have it to be. Make me born again. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and use me like never before. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God will keep you if you want to be kept. The last scripture that the Lord is pointing me to is 2 Timothy 4:7. And we are closing out. We're getting out of here. 2 Timothy 4:7. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Keep the faith, people of God, not fear. Reject fear, not God. Hold on to faith. Renew it. Increase it. Build it up. If you need help fighting for your faith, I'm here. If you need help fighting in faith, walking by faith. I'm here. But know that God is for you. And when he's for you, he is more than the world against you. God bless you. I love you so much, each and every one of you. Thank you again for tuning in to Faith Ambassadors Staying on Purpose broadcast. I am Lady Felicia, Pastor Dotson. I have been your host for tonight. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/faithambassadors and download this message if you need to hear it again. If you're listening by replay, God bless you. Thank you so much. Pass it on. Replay it. Put it in your sleep and let these scriptures go through your spirit and build you up. Join us. Thursday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I don't know if we will continue on fear or if we will have a replay, but join us. You don't want to miss it. Either way, there is a word from the Lord. I love you. God bless each and every one of you, and have an awesome, awesome, awesome rest of your night. Amen. If you need us, faithambassadors247@gmail.com. faithambassadors247@gmail.com. Have an awesome night.
It ain't what you go through, but how many know it's how you go through it? Because at the end of the day, all of it is going to work together for you here.
Came to rescue me just like he said.